3 months.
3 years old.
Okay. If something happened on this day a year ago, you would, excuse me, if something happened on this day last year, you would say that it happened exactly?
A year ago.
Okay. Okay. You might look up in the sky and say, I don't like the look of those black
clouds.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what are the principal parts of blow?
B-L-O-W?
Mm-hmm.
Blow, blue, and blown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. If the wind is coming from, let's say, from that direction, you would say that the wind is...
From the south.
Okay. And if the wind is halfway between the south and the west, you call it a...
A southwest wind.
Okay. Okay. What do you call the heavy white mist that comes out of the river in the morning?
Fog.
Okay. And if there's a lot of it around, you would say that it's very...
Foggy.
Okay. What is a long stretch...
There's a new one now called smog.
Yes.
It's a mixture of pollution and fog.
Smoke and fog.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that's why it's called smog.
Yeah.
What do you call a long stretch of very dry weather?
A drought.
Okay. On a morning in the fall, when you first go outdoors and you find it's a little colder than you expected, but not really disagreeable, you would say, that the weather, that this morning, it's rather...
Chilly.
Okay. Or whatever else. Okay. If it was cold enough to kill the tomatoes and the flowers, you would say that last night we had a...
Freeze.
Okay.
Or you might say a frost, if frost will kill them.
Mm-hmm.
A frost will kill some things and it won't kill others.
Mm-hmm. But a freeze will cool them off.
And some things, it takes a hard freeze to kill it. It'll stand a light freeze, but won't stand a hard freeze.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But ordinarily, a freeze or a frost are the breaking point for young vegetables. Where if somebody's growing produce for the market.
Mm-hmm.
A freeze or a frost are the harming conditions that harm their crop.
Mm-hmm.
When it's in that condition, and when it's young, very young.
Okay. Okay, well, you said one more question, then I'm going to go back and get a little of that personal information I covered over. What are the terms for dragonfly? Are you aware of?
Yeah. It's called what would be the word for a large mosquito?
A mosquito hawk?
Mosquito hawk, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mosquito hawk, that's the name.
Mm-hmm.
They call them mosquito hawks.
Mm-hmm. And are there any other terms you know of? Mosquito hawk is the most common.
It used to be a very common term.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it is the common term, I'd say, mosquito hawk.
More common than dragonfly?
Dragonfly would be the textbook name.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say people that are not interested in the technical names would think of it as a mosquito hawk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But what about darning needle?
What?
Darning needle?
No, just among probably a few people. That's not a common term.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I need to, just for about a minute and a half to repeat this personal information. I need to get you to tell me your full name, and the name of the town, county, and state where you live.
Well, I gave you that.
I know, I erased over it.
Oh, you did?
And so I had to repeat it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Hot.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
And the town, county, and state that you live in.
That I live in?
Yes.
Gainesville, Florida, Lashua County.
Okay, and you were born in?
Gainesville, Florida.
Okay. And you are how old?
81.
81. Okay. I think that should do it. I think we're going to call it quits right there.
We are at 250.